ओम शांति। बहुपुज स्टॉफर इन ओम शांति भवन ऑन द डे ऑफ द सद्गुरु 23rd April 2026 एंड वी विल नाउ लिसन टू द भोग मैसेज वाय शशि दीदी। ओम शांति। ऑन द डे ऑफ द सद्गुरु कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद मायसेल्फ as I reach the subtle region, I saw that all the brothers and sisters from Bharat and foreign lands were already emerged in the subtle region, and they were standing in a half moon formation in front of Baba. And each one was sparkling like a shining star. Baba too was smiling. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, Baba has love for his children. He is also proud of his children and feels that each child is so very fortunate. Baba is observing each one's fortune and singing praise of each child. I then said, Baba, the children also have the intoxication that Baba has chosen us. The children too continually remember Baba and say, Baba, Baba, my Baba, lovely Baba. Baba starts to smile listening to this, and it seemed like there was some secret behind that smile, but Baba didn't elaborate further. Baba then said, sometimes the children dance in joy, and sometimes the happiness reduces. Baba doesn't like to see that. Baba has adopted you, Baba is filling the children, so why do the children allow their happiness to disappear? As Baba was giving drishti to the children started to dance and joy, and then Baba said, today Baba is going to take the children to one particular place, and as Baba said this, everyone started to get very excited that Baba is going to take us to this new place. So Baba and the children started to move towards this place, and as they went further, they saw a very beautiful garden. Baba asked the children to roam around in the garden. So initially there were 2-3 fruit trees, which were looking very beautiful, and Baba instructed the children to take whichever fruit they wished. So it was very easy for the children to pluck the fruits from the tree. But as the children tried to pluck the fruit was moving upwards. The branches were moving out of reach. And for some, their fruit was reducing in size. Some fruit were disappearing. So not many children were able to pluck a lot of the fruit. So the children started to tell Baba, Baba, we are not able to hold on to this fruit. Baba then explained, the children have faith in the Father, but along with faith, but sometimes that firm faith within the self, for the self, fluctuates. So then, despite attaining everything within the conference age, despite having this fortune in front of you, the children are not able to experience it. Just stabilize yourself in your original stage. Baba is your companion. Baba has placed me in his lap, and as you have these thoughts, the fruit on the tree just descended and was easily It came easily into everyone's hands. And then after the trees, Baba and the children moved forward, and then they saw a flower garden, which was sharing beautiful fragrances. Baba said, would ask the children to stand next to the flowers. So as they were standing next to the flowers, the bunches of flowers, some were getting decorated with the flowers. For some, the flowers were moving out of reach. They were moving around, but in moving away, they were not able to decorate themselves. So Baba then said, look at what's happening. So the children then said, Baba, these flowers are moving out of reach. Baba then explained, Baba has given the children the responsibility of such service that through your virtues, your divine virtues, your face, you have to glorify the Father. Just as when you pass by garden of flowers, you naturally and very automatically can take the fragrance. Whoever's passing by that garden of flowers, they immediately get that very sweet fragrance. Similarly, Baba, according to the time, wants to see the children create such a stage for themselves that through their face, through their behavior and activity, they become an example. They're able to give the experience of Baba to others. The children are making these efforts. But sometimes the children make a lot of effort, a hard effort, but they come into tension and less attention. They come into more tension. So there is a lot of tension already in the world that is going to increase with time. But what do you children have to do? Pay attention to yourself. Baba has given you children the duty, the responsibility of world benefit, world transformation. So keep that in front of you. Become a living example for the world. And it's through that that you can glorify or reveal the world, Baba, to the world. And you'll be able to give the experience that souls are yearning for. And then thirdly, the group moved ahead and they saw a very lovely, a very beautiful room, and rays of light were just surrounding this room. So Baba asked the children to enter the room, and as they start to enter the room, the gate, the door of the room was closing and the light was diminishing. So Baba then explained, what do you children have to do now? According to the time, emerge your form of coolness, and then also through your volcanic stage, become the form, the embodiment of all attainments, all success. Because souls of the world want to experience something, attain something. So now is the time. Just as the deity souls, the goddesses, fulfill the pure desires of the devotees, you children too have to fulfill the pure desires of souls, and that is how you will become the beloved deities of the copper age for these devotee souls. So now is the time not to engage yourself in other matters. Understand what time is telling you. Stabilize yourself in your point form, and through that you will experience a powerful stage, and through that stage you will become bestowers, bestower of blessings, you will become worship worthy souls, because now is the time to become those ancestor souls and bestow on others, increase the fortune of other souls, show them the right path. So in order to become the embodiment of all attainments, create a very light inner stage. From time to time, other thoughts also bring you into confusion. They trap you in a web. And this is why the children are not able to understand or discern the situation correctly. So for that, create a very elevated and powerful inner stage. And then no matter what kind of situations or circumstances come in front of you, You will always be victorious in every situation. Baba was then showering the children with a lot of love. And when the children stabilized themselves in the stage that Baba advised them to do, they were visible as the beloved deity souls. So now is the time, Baba said, to be perfect and complete. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba fed the bhog to all the children himself. Baba then gave each child a star. And on the star was written, I am a fortunate soul. So there was, the point of light was sparkling on each star. Baba is my companion. So as I remember my companion, rays of light will spread from my soul. You always have the Father's company and His hand in your hand. Your fortune is truly great, so always stabilize yourself in that awareness. I then shared news about the first Bhatti group that has come to Pandav Bhavan, and also the news that some souls have shared bhog, sent messages for Baba. So the Mesana group always have the intoxication that they live so close to Madhuban. They are tireless servers. Always remember that Baba is your companion. And I'm always with Baba. Baba then emerged all the souls who had offered special bhog, and through drishti, Baba was giving the return of all their thoughts. Baba gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.